Sit down. Get your Bible. John, chapter 17. Jesus' prayer for believers to know how to operate in the supernatural glory of God. In the supernatural glory of God. We're going to deal with it somewhat tonight. We're going to deal with this aspect of the supernatural glory of God. For those of you who are taking note, it's stirring up the kingdom glory that is in you. That's the only way you're going to see the supernatural. You stir up the kingdom of God's glory that is in you. Now let the Holy Ghost have this. Don't worry about this. Listen to the word. Stirring up the kingdom glory that is in you. Everybody waiting on the glory. Everybody praying about the glory. And the glory is already in you. You need to stir the glory up.
Yes.
That is already in you. Stir the glory up that is already in you. All that God is, all that God has, all that God can do,
yes,
is already in you.
Yes, sir.
It's in you in the form of glory.
Yes, sir.
You already got it.
Yes.
Stop crying about it.
Yes,
the glory of God is already in you.
Yes.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of you. Now, from this standpoint, you're going to move forward in the realm of the Spirit. You're not going to be a normal Christian.
Yes, sir.
Because the Holy Spirit is going to remind you that the kingdom, the power, and the glory is activatable in you. Not just scriptures, not just saying scriptures, but recognize that the kingdom of God, the power of God, and the glory of God is on the inside of you, ready to perform miracles, signs, wonders, to operate in the supernatural realm.
Yes, sir.
We can't preach about it without manifestation.
Yeah.
You can't preach about it without demonstration.
Yeah.
It has to come forth. But you got to be bold. You got to have faith. You got to do it when he tell you to do it.
Yes, sir.
All those years. I mean, we've been dealing with Ron. I keep praying about it.
Yeah.
But he says time to lay a hand on. Now, I don't lay a hand. My hand's not empty.
Yes, sir.
My hands are full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
And something being done to them eyes right now.
Yes, sir.
He might, any moment. Any moment. So all you got to do is just attend to the word. Okay. Now, your status as a believer changes tonight. You got to know when to do it.
Yeah.
You got to have you just don't jump and do something. You got to have a signal.
Yes, sir.
This redness in my eye was a signal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to train you now.
Yes, sir.
See, my eyes became his eyes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
And see, you see, the man didn't receive his sight right then. He had to go to the pool. We in the pool stage right now. What y'all looking for? It's done.
Yes.
ain't no false apostle.
Right.
And I don't have a false father.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
But you got to let God handle it.
Yeah.
Like he handled it. It's time to handle it.
Time to handle it. Yes, sir.
It's done.
Done.
Sit down. I got a red eye for Ron. But Satan gonna end up with a black eye. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
In the 20th verse of the 17th chapter of John, I'm gonna give you a lot of information that I know we're ready to do our parade and have fun. But remember, LTMA is not in competition. We are in completion. We all, when one church go, I belong to that church.
Yes, sir.
Every one pass, yeah, I belong to every one of them.
Yes, sir.
Because we won. You see them? You see them?
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
All right, in the 20th verse of the 17th chapter of John, hear Jesus' prayer for believers. In that whole 17th chapter, he was praying that we be just like him. And then he give us certain ingredients, good God Almighty, that will make us just like him.
Yes, sir.
I wish I had time to read the whole 17th chapter, but I don't have time. But there's a bunch of ingredients that Jesus revealed for us to be just like him.
Yes, sir.
Now the prayer for these alone, verse 20, but for them also what shall believe on me through their word. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. The 21st verse says that they all may be what? As thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Notice now, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now look at verse 22. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou loved me. Powerful man. The commentary in one verse of John 7, the chapter, 17th chapter of John, there's a voice the Spirit had revealed is the commentary of that whole chapter in John chapter 1, verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 14. Turn now. It's a commentary. It lays out that whole chapter. Jesus prayed about his ministry being in us, we're having the same power, the same glory, the same sanctification, the same word, the same truth in us that he has in him.
Yes,
all right? When you go to John 1, in that 14th verse, it's a commentary. It fulfilled that whole 17th chapter. And the word was made flesh. Now the word... And the word was made flesh. Now, the word and the word are synonymous. This could be made flesh. Because you see, you're in a fleshly body. But out of that flesh come power. Because it turned into the Spirit. So, now look what happened now. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now here's this type of word. And we beheld his glory. Everybody say glory.
Glory.
And he said glory twice in his voice. And the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Look at the last statement now. Full you are.
I am.
Of grace and truth. So the glory of God which rule the supernatural realm is on the inside of me. In a few moments, that glory is going to be stirred up in you in a way that you're going to have a greater power. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now notice this, stirring up the kingdom glory that is in you. The glory of the kingdom in me is to glorify God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
See, stay humble.
Yes, sir.
Stay meek.
Yes, sir.
And let the power flow.
Yes, sir.
Stay humble.
Stay humble.
Stay meek.
Stay meek.
Let the power flow.
Let the power flow.
And give God the glory.
And give God the glory.
Every time he use you, give him the glory. Get out of the way.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Giving
me power over all flesh and all satanic power. Power over all flesh and every satanic power. That glory in me gives me that authority. Yielding to the kingdom in me releases a supernatural source that is in me. Yielding to the kingdom that's in me releases a supernatural source that is in me.
Amen.
All right?
Yes, sir.
That is full of his will, his power, and his glory. I got to give you this. The glory of God in you is about to bless everyone connected to you properly. I don't know. Y'all don't want me to preach in here. The glory that is in you is about to bless everyone that is connected to you properly.
Yes, sir.
See, you have to know. You have to know in a particular way. I have it.
I have it.
You got to stop looking to those spiritual heroes you're looking to. You a hero yourself. Yeah, God want to use you. You got divine. Special things in you, God want to use you. You're always looking for God to use somebody else. God want to use you. God have uniquely designed you to do certain miracles and signs and wonders for him. Stop looking for the other guy to do it, the other woman to do it. Know that you got the power. Listen to the Spirit and move when God tell you move. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say I got it. It's in you. Stop looking at the spiritual heroes on the internet.
Yeah.
Get away. Get in the presence of God. Make God, make Jesus your hero. Say, I got it. Difference is going to be made in your ministry. Difference is going to be made in your family. The glory is going to start rolling in your house. I want you to say this. I'm ready for the glory. I'm ready for miracles, signs, and wonders as it's flowing through Ron's eyes. He told you, it's not by might, nor by power, it's by my Spirit. Therefore, I do it like I want to do it.
Yes, sir.
But he got to do it.
Got to do it, yes, sir.
Everyone connect to you. Listen to what he said. You are my divine force on earth that I may work through and shine through and understand that I'm real and a good father. I'm going to give you some point in a few minutes. I got to read this to you. I'm a real and I'm a good father. Jesus transferred the same glory that the Father gave him to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whoa. See, y'all ain't even got it.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, I mean, y'all, Jesus transferred the same glory that the Father gave him to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Meaning that I'm operating in the same anointing, the same power, same deliverance, same victory that Jesus operated in. Somebody give God glory for that. He loves us. God loves us. Will you listen? Will you listen, please? God loves us, and he wants us that kingdom and that power and that glory that lives on the inside of us. He wants us to yield to it and not be afraid when he tells us to do something.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't afraid to lay a hand on Ron.
No.
The Lord told me to do it.
Yes, sir.
He got to back me up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
See, you can't do this in the physical. See, all y'all waiting for me to run around and say, I see.
Come on, apostle.
I have no idea.
Yes,
just
sir.
Let the Lord handle it.
Yes,
it's done. It's done, baby. It's done.
Yes, sir.
It is done.
Hallelujah.
See, a blind man can't see a blind man seeing. Because they're so hung up in the physical.
Yeah.
This thing is done. Now, let me even preach. Leave that alone. It's done. Give God praise for Ron's sight. It's done. All right. Stir up the glory in me, the glory on me, and the glory around, that I may continue to give God the glory through my life. Abounding in glory, world faith. Glory, world faith. I never heard that, glory, world faith. The supernatural is to glorify God, magnify Jesus, and to gratify the Holy Spirit, and to edify the believers. Are y'all still here? I said, I'll open your Bible to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Put it on the board as fast as possible. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, because I got a lot of territory to cover. We got to march and parade tonight. I got a lot of territory to cover. Matthew 6, and sometime, you know, you say, I'll hold it later, but you'll lose that anointing.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6, 9, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give me the next verse. In earth. Now, Montreal, I told you, in earth means in you.
Yes,
you know, as you look around for the warning and stuff, he ain't hearing you no warning. He's talking about in you. If the power, the kingdom, and the power and the glory have nowhere to operate on earth, if it can't find men and women who are ready to let God do what he want in their lives, he can't find nowhere to work. We got to open up and let God use us and stop being regular Christians. Use me, God. I'm ready. God is not the hold up. Jesus is not the hold up. The Holy Spirit is not the hold up. The kingdom is not the hold up. The power is not the hold up. The glory is not the hold up. Who's the hold up? You.
Yeah.
Who the kingdom, the power, and the glory, and God, and Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and the Word live on the inside. We must see more miracles. We must see more signs. Nobody gonna go behind no gospel with no manifestation. Revelation without manifestation is a lie.
Yes, sir.
You didn't see that.
Yeah.
You thought you saw something.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got no proof that you saw it. Ain't no power coming.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got healed.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got delivered.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody was lame and got up and walked.
Yeah.
So your revelation, you can keep it.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
Unless you're going to yield. Mm-hmm. And see, it takes a step of faith.
Yeah.
You got to step out there. Huh? Yeah. How you going to get it if you don't come out?
Yeah.
See, you have to trust God at a level.
Yeah.
You know you can't do it, but you do what he tell you to do when he tell you to do it. Are you following me?
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah. See, the spirit world does not work physically. Let me show you this to you. I got some more scripture. I'm going to get ahead of myself. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. You can't work in verse 9. You got to work in verse 10, son. Are you listening to me? I'm looking at you. You got to work in verse 10. You can't work in verse 9. Verse 9 keep you in the sense realm. See, you looking more for a physical manifestation, and a spiritual manifestation is taking place and manifesting all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God wouldn't tell his servant to do something he's not going to back him up.
Yes, sir. Oh, apostle.
Shit, I ain't scared.
Yeah, I ain't scared.
Say it.
I ain't scared.
No, I said, shit, I ain't scared. That's what I said. Don't ever say partially what an apostle said.
Yeah.
Say the whole thing. If you stay stuck in that verse, you will never walk in miracles, signs, and wonders. You got to trust it.
Yes, sir.
You got to rely on it.
Yes, sir.
You don't see nothing physically, but you know in the spirit world, your God is on the move. The Holy Ghost is on the move. Jesus is on the move. The Word of God is on the move. The kingdom is on the move. The power is on the move. The glory is on the move. You got to know that. When you speak by faith, you can't let the sense man rule you. You can't let feeling rule you. You can't even equal tata. You can't even let fact rule you. You deal with the truth. It is written, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered in the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. See, you're not going to get it in the physical. Then you go to the 10th place, but God has revealed them unto how?
Spirit.
Say it again.
Spirit.
Oh, how?
Spirit.
I don't see nothing.
Spirit.
I don't hear nothing.
Spirit.
I don't know nothing.
Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have to trust him. See, you're never going to enjoy your life in the physical and in the natural realm and in just quoting scripture. You got to see it done. But on the other hand, you got to be led.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You heard what I said?
Yes.
You got to be led.
Yes.
Don't be jumping, doing stuff
yes,
just because you know three scriptures.
All right. Yes, sir.
You got to be led because if you attempt to do it without being led, you're not anointed. People want to know, what you going to do about this? What are you doing about this? I ain't doing nothing until God tell me to do something.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I stay in prayer about it.
Yeah.
But you move when he tell you move.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
See, but God had revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, yet a deep. Hallelujah. If you won't go in the deep, who gonna have to take you there? The Holy Ghost, say it.
Take me
in the deep realm
of the spirit,
where the supernatural comes out.
Comes
Now, I want to take you deeper for a few minutes. Stir up the glory in me, the glory on me, and the glory around me, that I may continue to give God the glory through my life. Abounding in glory, world faith. The supernatural is to glorify God, magnify Jesus, to gratify the Holy Spirit, and to edify the believer. Now, where are we going now, children? If you don't get it tonight, just keep praying. We're about to look at a scripture that is so powerful that it should put something in you tonight that is explosive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You may have read it before, but you're going to have to do a 1 John 2:27 now. You're going to have to be able to understand what the Lord is saying to you.
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down. Let's go to it. I'm going to give you a statement before we go to it, a powerful statement. I pray that you receive it. Connecting properly to the character and glory of the supernatural. I'll add another word to it. Connecting properly to the character, the source, and the glory of the supernatural. You have to know what you're working with. You have to know how powerful place you're making your withdrawal. There's a scripture, there are scriptures I'm about to read that reveals the character of God. All that he is, all that he has, and all that he can do. Once you read this scripture, you will be supernaturally pregnant. And nothing better get around you, because you're going to be so powerful in the spirit, because you'll be drawing from this source.
Yes, sir.
This scripture been undernourished. It's a scripture I've been using for years. I go to it often. 1 Chronicles 29:10. First Chronicle 29, verse 10. You got to see the first. So I brought the 10 verse in because David began to see it. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, "Blessed be thou, Lord, God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever." And then we'll expose, my brothers and sisters. Go to the next verse. Jesus Christ. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Somebody give some praise for the greatness. God's greatness is stirring up in you right now because he is your souls. God, oh my goodness, God can't be no less than greatness. So why would you sell it for it? You designed to walk in God's greatness.
Yes, sir.
Above all power, all opposition, all demonic power. You can get your mouth in wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay or resist. That the Lord is the greatness. So my source that I'm drawing from is greatness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I can't see with my eye. When it manifests, I'll see it.
Yes, sir.
Now I believe it.
Yes,
Watch this. And the power.
And the power.
And the glory.
And the glory.
And the victory.
And the victory.
And the majesty.
And the majesty.
Now I'm talking about the source.
Yeah.
The funnel of the supernatural.
Yes.
Where we have the audacity to contradict things we see as a fact. Because we got all of these power in it. We got the power, we got the glory, we got the victory, and we got the majesty working on the inside of us. Somebody talk to me up in here. Wait a minute, he wasn't through. For all that is in the heaven. And in the earth is thine. And because it's thine, it's mine. Whatever God has belonged to me. I have to, by faith, make withdrawal. And trust that the glory, that the greatness, when I talk, and the power, when I talk, the glory when I walk, the victory when I walk, the majesty when I dance. For all that's in the heaven, in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted. He's talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Let me be that in you. Say, God.
God.
Be that in me.
Be that in me.
So I'm going to stop praying and all just act like nothing going to happen. No, I'm going to go to my source and I'm going to shout and I'm going to praise God. All this for me. Go to the next place. Go to Hebrew.
Right.
Both riches. Come on, we're not through. And honor come of thee. And thou.
Greatness.
Over all blindness.
All blindness. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to put God on the shelf tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm calling to his word. I'm calling to his word. And he loved it. God said, be bold. Be bold. Say it. I'll back you up. Say it. Don't be afraid of nothing. Be bold. Be bold. Don't be afraid of it. I receive some. Be bold. Be bold. That's $1,000 check. I didn't mention it. I read it right there, though.
Be bold.
Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Go to the next verse. I'm going to show you something in a few minutes. Now, therefore. Will never stop me again. I find out that there's no greater power than God. See? Now therefore, our God, we thank thee. What you thank him for? What you thank him for? What are you thanking for? Now, he said, what now therefore mean? Something I found something out.
Yes, sir.
Found something out I didn't know. But I came to camp meeting. And an impartation was released on me.
Now therefore,
I'm not in the same position. I'm in a brand new position. Because I got a source I can draw from. A soul that can't be denied. He's Almighty God. Got all power in his hand. He took his power and put it in my hand. Now therefore, that thing you were dealing with before you came to this camp meeting, I want you to go to your source. I want you to make withdrawal. I want you to walk in his majesty. Walk in his power. Walk in his glory. Talk like you know him. Walk like you know him. Dance like you know him. Because he's the Almighty God. And he's in this house tonight. And he's working on your case right now. He's changing things on your behalf. because he's Almighty God. I feel his presence in this place. I feel God want to move on somebody up in here, bring you somewhere that you've never been before, give you something that you never had before, take you places that you've never seen before. Now therefore, all of my circumstances have changed because I've connected to the fountain that's filled with blood. Yeah, look at it. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee. Come on, thank him. And praise thee for our glorious name. Now write this down. Sit down and write this down. Hallelujah. Somebody in the back say hallelujah. I want y'all three up there to stand up. Three. Yeah, stand up. Because y'all wasn't standing up doing worship. Stand up. I want to get y'all in on it. All right. Stand up. You sit back down. I just want you to stand up. Because I got to have everybody in on it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see? I'm going to stop the worship and make them stand.
Yes, sir.
You got to be on one accord. See, look at how y'all all scared.
Yes, sir.
Y'all just
yes, sir.
Shut up. Let me be an apostolic, please.
Yes, sir.
Just shut up. Some people know what I'm saying. I want them to get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep, yep.
Come on. Y'all got to stop interrupting when people doing something.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing something. You stop interrupting me with your little feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
We're working on something here. Something about to break loose up your yard. Thing got to be in order.
Yeah, yeah.
The house got to be in order for God to do what he got to do.
Sir.
You pastors, listen to me.
Yes.
Keep them house in order.
Yes.
Don't let nobody come in and do what they want to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You cross your leg and be talking when worship going on.
Glory to God.
I see you, sir. $1,000 here. Listen. I'm about to take you somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
Now write this down. Connecting properly to the character and glory of the supernatural. We just read it. That's the character, the glory, and the source of the supernatural. And it gives an outline of how great he is. And that's 1 Chronicles 29, 10, 11, 12. He's our source. There's nobody. So you got to the 30th verse, now therefore. So every situation you can say now, dealing with now therefore.
Now therefore.
But see, whatever you came here dealing with, not there for.
Not there for. Yes, sir. All possible.
Y'all got it?
Yeah.
Now, therefore, since I'm connected and I know I'm connected, and he whom I'm connected to can't be stopped, and he lives on the inside of me, not there for. And I can't go by my eye. I can't go by the situation. I have to walk by faith. Until it manifests.
Yes, sir.
Here's a secret. You all know it.
Yes, sir.
Faith cannot operate in no tense but now.
All possible.
Now, Ron, see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My faith not going to see nothing else. I can see him. If he be leading around, I don't pay him no mind.
Yes,
Ron got his sight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, faith. Faith got. Oh, my God. Faith got to hold it in place.
Yeah.
Your little feeling can't hold it in place.
Yeah.
Your little physical sight can't hold it in place. Whatever has to be done is done. Faith hold it. Baby, faith. Y'all have lost so much because you didn't let faith hold it in place. See, I could give them all word about it. I all red, half red. I know what it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm happy. Yeah. God says it's time to do something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory, God.
Let me get this one. Write this down. Having daily communion with the power of the cross.
Amen.
Having daily communion. Paul said, I'm determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
God forbids that I should glory in anything save the cross of Christ. Powerful. But the way you're going to do it as a prayer in Ephesians 1, I don't have time to go to it. Verse 15 to 22 will reveal the Father as the Father of glory. He's the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Father of glory. As a place I want to get for a close, I'm going to close in a few minutes. As a place I want to get. Living a crucified and resurrected life at all times. In Galatians 2:20.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Daily.
Daily.
Take up your cross daily.
Daily.
Die daily.
Daily. Yes, sir.
All these episodes you've been going through is not right.
Yeah.
And they're over tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You are a child of the living God. You got power that in reserve. And you better start using it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Open your mouth and speak the word of God and praise God and thank God.
Yeah.
And let your faith hold it in place,
yes,
until it manifests.
Yes,
somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Make sure to get the 20 and 21st version. Make sure to not go crazy in grace.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You got to live holy.
Yes, sir.
You got to live a sanctified life.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And no grace covering that silliness you're doing.
Yes,
you got to repent.
Yes, sir.
A lot of Christians won't hear that stuff. About, I ain't got to do nothing. Jesus did everything. You better shut up.
Yeah.
I believe in sanctification.
Yes.
I believe in holiness. I believe in righteousness. I believe in living right. I believe in repenting when I do something wrong. And I believe in not doing it wrong. I don't want to do it no more.
Yes, sir.
And I don't have no premeditated sin in my life.
Yeah.
You admit, you plan it. You plan it out. You plan it out when you're going to do it.
Yeah.
You ain't real. I'm going to give you this last one. And then we're going to march. Calling on the benefits and blessing of the cross daily will release supernatural power everywhere you go and in everything you do. 1 Corinthians 1:30, quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who with me up in here? Corinthians in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians. Holding me up here, man. The 30th verse. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us what?
Wisdom.
What else?
Righteousness.
What else?
Sanctification.
And what else?
Redemption.
I ain't saw grace no way in there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
grace can't shut that down.
No, sir.
Right. That's good.
Yes, sir.
Grace is supposed to advance sanctification.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Not walking around talking, I got it made, the blood did it. No.
No.
You got a part to play.
Yes.
Let me read this again. I got a close. Let me read this again. Let me read this again. Listen. Calling on the benefits and blessings of the cross daily will release supernatural power everywhere you go and in everything you do. That voice right there, 1 Corinthians 1:30. Now, I'm about to take you somewhere and close. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. I'm about to unload Jesus on you. That's the only word I could. I just unloaded God in Chronicle.
Yes, sir.
Now we're about to unload Jesus on you.
Yes, sir.
So you have these two sources to draw from.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna unload the benefits of the cross on you now.
Yes, sir.
Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb.
Yes, worthy is the Lamb.
That was slain. He wasn't slain for nothing.
Right.
He was slain to receive power.
Power.
And that power, you're going to connect with it right now.
Yes, sir.
Power.
Power.
That can't be denied.
That can't be denied.
Power.
Power.
That can't be stopped.
That can't be stopped.
Power.
Power.
That never received no.
That never received
is always yes.
Always.
Power for miracles.
Power for miracles.
Power for signs.
Power for signs.
Power for wonders.
Power for wonders.
How can God not open a man's eye when I laid hand on a man dead?
Yes, sir.
Right over there in that aisle and came back to life.
Yes, sir.
How can a woman who had been operated on took her female parts out and came to me and I laid hand on her and she had a baby anyway?
Yes, sir.
That anointing is powerful. How can a man was laying in a bed, had a tub of rape, and told him that he probably wouldn't have a child, took one of his testicles out and said he might, the man mama called me and said, go see about him. I'm not even her pastor. She was real bold about it too. Said, go see about my boy. And then she wasn't my member or nothing. Just she said, bold that. She's 90-something years old, still living right now.
Yes,
she a fighter.
Yes, sir.
I went and seen him. We work on the case. I told him the first thing I did when I walked in there, take all them signs, them little cards and sympathy signs, get them down here. The Holy Ghost can't wait around you. Take all that down.
Yes,
I told his wife. His wife stopped pulling them down.
Yes, sir.
The man, the woman had a baby.
Yes. Yes. Come on now.
Yeah, and listen, I look at that baby. That's his baby. And Aunt Jody baby. No, Aunt Jody baby. That's his baby. Come to church one Sunday, he had a lamp.
Yeah.
Come to church one Sunday, and the Holy Ghost, just like he told him, would run. Holy Ghost told him, says, tell him run.
Uh-huh.
Now you see, that's stupid. Tell a man he can't hardly move his leg, run.
Yeah.
He start off. White palm, he hit the back, wide open. He having a lamp saying.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
See, what happened, y'all try to do things ahead of God's time. And you want to take the credit and the glory for it. You have to be led. What Romans 8:14 say? As many as led. See, you got to be led in miracle sign and wonder.
Yes,
you can't make miracle sign.
Yes,
you got to be led by the Spirit.
Yes,
you've got to have the Holy Ghost with you, children.
Yes,
but listen for the signal.
Yes, sir.
He come in different ways to show you what to do, right? Now listen, it's hard to close. Receive power, not only that, sevenfold.
Yes,
and riches.
Yes.
Man, I ain't staying broke. I gotta be counting money every time I try to buy something. I gotta go count and see if I got it.
Yeah, yeah, no way.
And Jesus died that I might be rich.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
No, I ain't playing with this.
Right.
They won't cover it up. They won't be so spiritual.
Yeah.
I ain't playing with it. He's talking about silver and gold.
Yeah.
He talking about you being blessed financially.
Yeah.
And wisdom. You know what wisdom is? Huh? Wisdom is moving in the understanding of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wisdom is seen beyond the problem and solving it before it disappears. You got that ability in you.
Yes, sir.
And to be steadfast and unmovable from that moment forward, how it gonna come out?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got it. Yes, sir.
It's God's insight.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's God's light that he has given us. Wisdom and strength. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ what strengthens me. I got the shield of faith around me. And I got the shield of faith around me. And I got the sword of the Spirit in my hand. I'm clothing, children. Strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Now you take those two scriptures and tie them together. Tie 1 Chronicles 29, 10 through 13 together with Revelation 5, 12. But we can't close now. Revelation 12, 10. Now I'll close. Revelation 12, 10 and 11. I want to look at them for a minute. Oh, somebody going to get it right here. Glory to God. And I heard a loud voice, not a quiet voice. Somebody say hallelujah, Lord. I heard a loud voice. Look where that voice at. Saying, where was saying that? In heaven. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ for the accuser. Glory to God. I want to dance now. For the accuser of our brethren is, no, not will be, is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Go to the next verse. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. We are delivered. Somebody turn around, because we're delivered. We're going in another direction. The glory, I got to close now. The glory of God is upon us. The glory is in this house. The power is here. The strength is here. God got a solution for every situation. You came to camp meeting to turn into a supernatural witness. You going to speak and things going to happen. Mountains going to move. Rivers going to flow. The wind going to blow. The fire going to burn. The eagle going to fly when you speak, because the glory of God is on you. Somebody shouting here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 Ma'am, y'all still sitting down. Stand and raise your hand. Stand and raise your hand. I'm trying to help you. You're the lady sitting there too. Stand and raise your hand. Y'all stand up. Upstairs. Yeah, stand and raise your hand. Everybody, get up. Get up. Can you stand up? Yeah, just get up. Get up. Everybody needs to be standing. Now let's do it again. Hallelujah. Now, we're all on one card now. We're all on one accord. We're all on one accord. The glory can come now. The glory can come now. The glory can fall. The glory can fall. The glory is falling. The glory is falling. Right now the glory is falling. Everybody gets up. Everybody gets up. Everybody gets up. Everybody get down. Everybody get down. Everybody get blessed. Everybody get blessed. Nobody leaving y'all without being blessed. We on one accord. The power come. The strength come. The glory come.